Have you checked out our website yet? www.twraustralia.org, www.twraustralia.org, and click on radio. Today we are exploring some of the issues related to our obsession with fame and the entertainment industry. Joining us are two women who constantly receive second glances and unsolicited greetings. Deb de Jong of the television DIY show Changing Rooms and musical theatre's leading lady Marina Pryor. Deb, earlier you mentioned that one of the advantages of living in the public eye is it gives you a position of influence. How do you use that?
My mandate for this season is to use my position of influence and connect community with church. For me particularly, I found that my belief system in believing in God was a big factor in making my life unfold beautifully. So if I can allow another person to be connected with doing that in their own life, I think I've, you know, done my very best to connect people back with God and doing what I was brought here for. So what I do is travel around nationally doing changing room seminars where we go to churches or rotary halls or you name it, we go and do that sort of thing. Talking about interior design on a budget, I open in song because I'm a singer and we have a good girl time. You know, we talk about how do we decorate the bathroom on a budget, how do we do it cheaply, how do we do it effectively, what colour do we paint our bedroom if we want a better sex life? You know, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Red, red and red. Oh. So, yeah, so anybody out
you
there...
You wake up to red.
Yeah, that's right. If anybody out there comes home with 4 litres of red paint, be very afraid. So, you know, we talk about the colour psychology. I'll tell you another gem, actually. This is purple and it's quite ironic in that I will speak to 50 people, I'll speak to 5,000 people, doesn't matter. The highest desired colour, the one that they all go, oh, I love that, is purple. And that's because it brings a sense of luxury and opulence. They look at it and go, oh, royalty, I feel so special. And the interesting thing is, in the word it says, he shall clothe you, womanhood particularly, he shall clothe you with fine linens and purples, shrouded in purple. Now, the way they used to obtain the pigment for purple, now of course they have man-made dyes and pigments, which is very, very easy to obtain. But in days gone by, they'd have to crush sea snails off the Phoenician coast to obtain the pigment. So very, very expensive to obtain. Hence, royalty priesthood will just have perhaps a sash of purple or along the cuff and the collar of the, you know, the garment, or perhaps just purple aligning the bottom of their toga, or if they were kings or aristocracy, perhaps just a shawl of purple. But the Word of God says that he will clothe his womanhood in fine linens and cloaks of purple. Now that to me, I go, oh, that's how he sees us. How amazing that he values us even higher than aristocracy, even higher than priesthood, even higher than those who are regal and in royalty. I love that thought. And that's not just necessarily the influential woman, this is the woman period.
So that's why you're clothed in purple now, huh? It sounds like you enjoy life, Deb.
I'm loving life. I have a career. I have a family. And I remember saying this to a girlfriend. Darlene Check actually once said to me, oh, Deb, what is it that you want? And I said, I want it all. You know, I want a career. I want family. I want motherhood. I want to be able to stay home with my babies. I want to be able to be a writer. I want to be a singer. I want it all. And the truth is I actually have it all in my hand right now, which is just lovely. I'm doing all of those things. And so it's nice to tell women how to change their room on a budget, but at the end of the two-hour little session, I'm able to say, you know what, no matter how fantastic the outside house looks, because that is purely aesthetic, unless the inside house is in a place of peace and order, then it can be a very miserable environment. And if you'd like to know more, then, you know, we can connect you with church or programs or self-discovery courses that will help you to find yourself.
Okay, now let's just articulate a bit more, because we're radio, not television, what you mean by inside house. You're pointing at yourself.
Okay, yes, the inside house, that's the very core of your being. And one of my favourite scriptures is Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16, and that says this, for you, and that's all of us, are intricately and curiously wrought, knit as though embroidered with fine linens and silks in the depth of your mother's womb when as yet there were no days. And that just stirs me no end, because I think, you know, so many women, people generally, yes, but women particularly, we're told there were mistakes, you know, out of wedlock. And the truth is, there's no mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. But he fashioned that person while they were in their mother's womb, breathing talents, breathing gifts, breathing life, knitting things into that person that would get them through the course of their life. And then he rolls out a passage and says, this is the journey, and these are the tools you'll need for the journey. And I think so many people firstly miss the journey altogether because they're just wandering aimlessly in life trying to find that journey, but also they're missing what's on the inside of them to get them through the course of that journey.
Have you ever sought fame? On Women of Hope this week, we are talking with two so-called celebrities about living in the public eye. Marina Pryor, I'm a bit worried because you seem a very normal person.
It's all an act. I'm very, very strange. No. I am very normal. I have a very normal sort of suburban mum existence, I guess. I just happen to do an unusual job.
What's happened to your ego? I mean, you've obviously got a bit of an ego. I mean, all performers have to have an ego, but
yeah,
you've managed to walk through the door okay.
Yes, my head didn't get stuck. I find, certainly with a lot of people that I work with, the really wonderful actors and singers and directors, the people I work with in the industry that are really good at what they do, they don't have to do the ego thing. They don't have to sort of play the diva game or the star game, because what they do within the arena of their work speaks for itself. And so I find that if you put all your effort and, use that pride, if you like, in your work, you don't need it. You don't need to sort of prove anything personally. I think, your work should speak for itself. And I think a lot of the time, the ego, kind of the star thing that people play sometimes, maybe a little disproportionate to their talent or their work. I think sometimes people do that out of a feeling of insecurity.
Mm. Tell me, as a mother, you said, you're just a normal suburban mum, except that you're out. When you're working, you're working for months at a time in the evenings. How do you manage to, just for all of us who kind of sometimes look at that and think, oh, there are so many things you can't do as a mother, it's too hard. How do you do it?
Well, I have all day. I have all day with my kids, and I work till late at night, but I get up in the morning. I don't sleep in and think, well, I work till midnight, so I'll sleep until 10 o'clock. I just always make sure that I get up. I take my daughter to school and I do the breakfast and I do the morning routine and we do the piano practice and I pick her up from school. I do play group. I do all those things that you do with my toddler, and I do the dinner and all that sort of thing. I do dinner at 3 o'clock. I mean, I cook it. I don't eat it at 3 o'clock. I have to structure my routine and have early dinner with the kids and then go, and then daddy puts them to bed.
That's amazing. You must get very tired, though.
I get very tired. But when my two-year-old still has a nap, so when he has a nap, I have a nap. And at the moment, I'm not always working in a long-running show, too. At the moment, I'm not. I'm about to go into one, but it's only an 8-week season, and increasingly, I'm trying to take shorter seasons, and certainly predominantly non-touring seasons, so seasons in Melbourne that are shorter. And that means I compromise my career to a degree. So I've had to say no to things that have been probably great career opportunities. But it's interesting that once you have children, saying no to things that might be great for you on a personal level, it becomes really easy, because anything that's going to compromise my family, well, then it's a no. So it makes it very clear cut. In the future, I may not have the fabulous career that I might have if I was just off pursuing for my own career's sake, but I don't care. It's just my work. It's not my life.
Mm.
So that's been a really big difference since having kids, that work is work, and it's wonderful and I treasure it and I value it, but I'd give it up in a heartbeat.
Deb, it sounds like you agree with Marina. In the end, it's just work and it's for a season. But do you have any regrets?
Oh, boy, that's a big one. No regrets. I think my biggest regret would have been that as a young girl, I started out as a singer and always wanted to be Barbara Streisand, singing in the hairbrush in the mirror, of all of 7 and 8 years old. And I was under the impression, and I don't know where I got that impression from, that things would just unfold. And I do believe that God plops things in your lap, hence the changing rooms opportunity. But I think sometimes you need to go knocking a few doors. I think there is diligence with your gift. If I had a recommendation for a young girl who had that gift on her life, I would be saying, practice, 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 get as many lessons as you can, and let as many people be aware of your hopes and dreams as you possibly can.
Some good advice from Deb de Jong. Unfortunately, our time is up, but Deb and Marina are not getting away that easily. There are a number of other issues I want to explore with them, so I hope that you'll join Women of Hope again in the next few weeks. They're both nodding. But first to next week, are you creative? Certainly our two guests are. Creativity will be our theme. I've had fun today. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Deb and Marina. I'd like to hear from you. Send me an email to womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. Women of Hope is a joint partnership between Transworld Radio Australia and Christian Women Communicating International in Australia. My name is Penny Mulvey. Please join me again next week for Women of Hope.